Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Today, I'm going to talk about the benefits of decluttering sustainably. I know that sounds weird, but it works. Trust me. And I'm going to share some tips for responsible disposal, recycling, and upcycling. Decluttering and sustainable living are two concepts that are often seen as being at odds with each other. After all, decluttering often involves getting rid of things which could be seen as wasteful. However, there are many ways to get declutter in a sustainable way. So in this episode, I'm going to explore the intersection between decluttering and sustainable living. I'll talk about the benefits of decluttering sustainably, and I'm going to share those tips, you know, to help you to declutter properly. I've talked to my clients for a few years about my views on fast fashion and also had an episode about it, which I will share in the show notes. Fast fashion may be great for your fashion fix, but it is anything but sustainable from the production of it to the disposal of it. Even if I donate fast fashion, which I do on a weekly basis, a huge amounts of fast fashion, I know that eventually in a short while, it will go into landfills as they do not last long. It's so depressing seeing how much is decluttered and donated, which is fast fashion, that I guess I sort of express my angst when, you know, I'm dealing with these items, you know, especially if clients have beautiful pieces, you know, quality pieces, and then they have something from Shein or Misguided or Zara or H&M. And, you know, I try not to be judgmental. I'm not aiming to be judgmental. But with a recent conversation with a client, it made me think that my fast fashion angst was seeping into my work and getting me to be judgmental. So there is a point where, you know, I'm talking about decluttering in a sustainable way, but we have to also talk about how you can purchase things that are more sustainable, that are not going to end up in landfills and not going to be difficult to destroy. And not going to take so much energy from production of the items. So although I'm talking about sustainable decluttering today, I want that to be on your mind as well about being more sustainable with your purchases as well as with your decluttering. So let's start with my tips to help you declutter more sustainably and also be more sustainable for moving forward. Decluttering can be a great way to reduce your environmental impact, save money, and live a more simple and stress-free life. When you declutter sustainably, you're disposing of unwanted items in a way that minimizes their environmental impact. There are many benefits to decluttering sustainably. Here are a few of the most important ones. It reduces your environmental impact. So when you declutter sustainably, you're keeping materials out of landfills and incinerators. Landfills are a major source of greenhouse gases. So by keeping these things out of those landfills, you're helping to reduce your carbon footprint. Incinerating waste also releases harmful pollutants into the air. So by recycling and upcycling, you're helping to keep the air cleaner. Also, this saves you money. So when you recycle or upcycle your belongings, you're not having to buy new things. This can save you a lot of money in the long run. So for example, if you recycle a broken appliance, you can use the money you save to buy a new one. If you upcycle some old clothes, you can save money on buying new ones. I know that in the Middle East, it's a bit more difficult to declutter big items and to get money out of it. You know, there are provisions for that in other countries. You will get money for the items because they take the parts from those, say a washing machine, they'll take the metal parts out of it and make money out of it. So they give you money for these items. It's starting to happen more here. It's still a bit of an uphill struggle, but you know, look out for it. And I always put it on social media whenever I hear anything good coming out from here or around the world. Sustainable decluttering also leads to a more minimalist lifestyle. Now, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of talking about minimalism, but, you know, having a minimalist lifestyle means you have less stuff. You need less space to store it. And this can lead to a more simple and stress-free life. A minimalist lifestyle is often associated with a more sustainable lifestyle, as it means you're consuming less stuff. This also reduces your environmental impact and helps you save money. By decluttering sustainably, you're also increasing your sense of satisfaction. So it can be such a satisfying experience, decluttering. You get rid of things that you no longer need or use. You're freeing up space in your home and in your life. And this can give you a sense of peace and order. Also, on top of that, it improves your mood. So, you know, I have talked about how I have seen clients with their shoulders, you know, they were so down and dragged, and then they start going up and up, but the more they declutter and the more they release from their lives. It removes that sort of visual noise in your environment, and it can make you feel so much more relaxed and less stressed. So I highly recommend decluttering, and which is, you know, not surprising considering what my company name is. Right, so let's talk about how to get dispose, recycle, upcycle in a responsible and a sustainable way. First, let's do the responsible disposal. So when you're getting rid of something, make sure to dispose of it responsibly. This means recycling what you can, donating what you can, and properly disposing of the rest. Check out your local household waste provider and see what can be recycled and disposed of from your home, you know, when the recycle bins come to collect, or from the centres. So we have a centre near us where I live in Kent, and they have a list of what you can and cannot take to those places. And also, like in Dubai, there are companies that can come and pick up the items that are too heavy to be taken to a centre. Recycling is a great way to reduce your environmental impact. When you recycle, you're keeping materials out of the landfills and incinerators. It also helps you to conserve natural resources and reduce pollution. It also helps to create jobs in the recycling and manufacturing industries. Check what items can be recycled in your local areas. Some areas do not accept certain plastics from being decluttered, and there are rules on how to dispose of them safely. So please check wherever you live. Next, let's talk about upcycling. So upcycling is the process of transforming unwanted materials into new and useful objects. This is a great way to reduce waste and to give new life to old things. Upcycling is such a creative and sustainable way to declutter. It's a great way to reuse materials and to give them new purpose. There are people out there, and you'll see them on Instagram or see them in shops, that are taking things from people to then upcycle and create new items. So find out if you have a certain item, just Google or check on, you know, Instagram or on these search engines. If people are taking the items that you want to declutter, because they might be taking it and they can use it for upcycling. Here are some more additional tips on helping you to declutter in a sustainable way. So first, do a mini declutter. So don't try to declutter your entire home all at once. Start with one room or one area, like a shelf or a cupboard or a coffee table, and spend 15 to 20 minutes decluttering those items. Next, set a goal. So what do you want to achieve by decluttering? Do you want to reduce your environmental impact? Do you want to save money? Do you want to live a more minimalist lifestyle? Have a goal. Having a goal will help you to stay motivated. Then be creative. So there are many ways to declutter sustainably. So don't be afraid to get creative and find new ways to reuse and repurpose your belongings. There are some great creative videos on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram which can inspire you. Yep, I'm on TikTok, so now watch all of this. Next, have fun. Decluttering can be a great way to get organized and to de-stress. So enjoy the process, listen to amazing music, and have a good time. Decluttering sustainably is a great way to reduce your environmental impact, save money, and live a more simple and stress-free life. By following these tips, you can declutter your home in a way that is good for the planet and good for your wallet. Thanks for listening to the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast. I hope you found this episode helpful. If you have any questions, leave them as always in the comment box. If you're happy and love listening to this podcast, please leave a review on any of the podcast players that you listen to. Until next time, stay organized, and thank you for listening as always. Bye.